Good morning, everyone. And welcome to First Omagh this morning, to our all-age Christmas Unwrapped service. And the meaning of that will hopefully be unwrapped as we go through the service. But it's lovely to have you here today. We're so excited. We're going to be hearing from Jigsaw as they sing for us, and also Blast will be taking part in the readings and the prayers, as well as some of the junior leaders in Jigsaw. So thank you all very much for all your hard work and preparation for today's service. Thank you to Emma as well for all that she has done in preparation for today. And you will have noticed in the windows, rather than having candle decorations, we've gone with the theme of Christmas presents. So please do take time after the service to have a look at those. The church will also be open this afternoon, so if you'd like to have a quiet moment, come round and have a look at the window displays. Some great imagination has gone in to interpreting the theme Christmas Unwrapped. So thank you very much to all those who decorated the windows. And a special welcome to the Simpson and Rainey families, most of whom already belong to First Omagh, or did at one time belong to First Omagh before they moved elsewhere. And it's lovely to have having you all with us this morning as we baptise the latest in the Simpson clan, the little baby Isla. And we look forward to that later on in the service. Just a couple more announcements. A carol service this evening in First Omagh at 7 o'clock, followed by a festive supper. And this is a joint carol service with our friends from Maine Methodist. It used to be that we would alternate having the carol service in Maine Methodist Church and then in the Presbyterian Hall at Maine. But it's quite cold at this time of the year, so we've changed that over the last number of years and instead invite the Maine Methodist to come down to join with us here in First Omagh. And then next year, I and anyone who wishes to can go and join the Maine Methodist carol service, which will be held in their church. Then an invitation on Christmas Day to come back to church here in First Omagh. We are hosting the joint service with Trinity and Gillygooley congregations here on Christmas morning at 11 o'clock. And St Eugene's Band will be coming, as always, to help join in some carols at the end of the service. So I hope you're able to come to some or all of these Christmas events as we celebrate the birth of Jesus. For any of you who have brought little children and you're a bit anxious that you're seeing it's an all-age service and you're wondering if they get a bit restless, how you're going to manage, well, if you go out through this door and across the hall, there's a little creche set out. There will be no adult supervision there today, so if you send a child out, please accompany them with an adult. We would appreciate that very much. But feel free at any stage during the service, you know, to take the ones out. But if they're making a noise, please don't worry. It's an all-age service. We want everybody to be together. But just if it's too stressful for you, you're too stressful for the child, then feel free to go across to the creche. Those are all of the announcements. Let's come before our great God in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, we give you thanks for your wonderful gift of life to us. And we thank you, Lord, for the gift of family and for the families that are gathered here today and who will gather over this coming week to celebrate the birth of your Son, Jesus, born in a stable in Bethlehem, born to be the Saviour of the world. And so we pray, O Lord, that your presence would be with us this morning as we sing and read and pray and rejoice in the good news of Jesus' birth. We pray, O Lord, that this will be a very special service for all who are here. And we pray especially for all who will be taking part. This we ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I'm going to invite Emma to come forward and she's going to explain a little bit about the theme.
Good morning. It's great to be out this morning at our special Christmas service, and it's hard to believe we are nearly how many days away from Christmas? Does anybody know? How many days? 3 days. Wow, that is really, so it's like Christmas Eve, Eve, Eve. Is that what it is today, maybe? I don't know. But I'm really excited about Christmas, and I love Christmas. This jumper, I've loads of Christmas jumpers, so I just love Christmas, and it's such good fun and such good joy at Christmas time. But today, we are having our service, which is Christmas Unwrapped, and it really means that we are going to unwrap the Christmas story today, and we're going to do that by playing a game of pass the parcel. And don't worry, everybody will get an opportunity to do that. So the children will have a special present, which we have over here, and the congregation can take part this morning too and play your favourite game of pass the parcel. But I was just wondering this morning, what do you love about Christmas? Anybody, what would you like? What do you enjoy about Christmas? Anybody? Yes, Connor? Turkey and ham. Oh, yes, I'm looking forward to my Christmas dinner when I go home. Anybody else? Yes, Charlie? Pardon? Sweets. Loads of chocolates would be good. Yeah, I'm chocolates more than sweets. Anything else? Anybody in the congregation like anything about Christmas? No? Okay. How about... No, okay, that's all right then. It's just a bit busy. Spending time with family, that's right. Yeah, so we've got that, and we've got presents, and we have all the different things, whether it be lovely Christmas music or the Christmas lights or whatever that might be. But the best thing about Christmas, I think, is the presents, okay? So these are our presents this morning, and we're going to, we've got two each, but these presents, we must be very thankful for all that we do receive. And also, God reminds us that we have to give presents, and sometimes we don't always receive any back. But we need to remember that that's what God wants us to do, and that's why he came, because God came to us as a gift at this Christmas time. And so we will now sing our first song, and then after that, we all will have fun in unwrapping the first layer to see what the next part of our Christmas story is. So our next song is hymn number 314, Come and Join the Celebration. Okay, so the time now has come. We've thought about Christmas, and we've thought about what our service will mean for us today and how we'll hear more about the Christmas story. But now we're going to take part in our favourite game of Pass the Parcel. And so John will play some Christmas songs, and then we will pass them around, and then, just like the game, John will stop. And whoever has the parcel at that stage can do the wonderful task of unwrapping it and then just keep it for the next part of our story. Okay, so we've got our final layer, our first layer, sorry, removed. And we have got, what paper have we got, Hannah? That says? Hello, baby. Okay, so that it reminds us about the new baby that we are thinking about this Christmas time. The new baby that we're celebrating and we are coming together in church to think about today. So, but we think about the gift of baby Jesus. And he's a baby boy who would grow up to be the man who did lots of miracles, lots of good things for people, and was very caring. And he also came to teach us all about God. And God asks us that each one of us who put our hope and our trust in him, that he will look after us each day and that we would look after other people. But just as little baby Isla today is with us, and she relies on her earthly mum and dad, Daryl and Louise, and with Evie and Harry to look after her too, Mary and Joseph must have been only too happy to care for their new little baby. And though they did not have to worry about choosing that all-important name, God already had told them that the baby would be called. Can anybody remember what the baby's called? Jesus, that's right. And so now we come to our baptism.
Okay, everyone, so it's lovely to welcome little Evie into the church. Little Evie, I've done it, haven't I? We welcomed little Evie into the... We were chatting about that earlier, weren't we? She didn't remember whenever she was a baby. Didn't quite remember when Harry was there, but she definitely remembers when Isla will be there. And I said, I wonder, will you remember when the next one's there? But Louise looked shocked and horrified, so we're not sure, no. I think it was Daryl more than Louise. Anyway, it's lovely to have you here and to celebrate lovely Isla's baptism. And as Emma talked about baby Jesus coming into the world, it's a reminder to us of the promise that God gives to us. He promised us a saviour in Jesus Christ from a long, long time before Jesus was ever born. And during that time, the promise was shown by God's people in an act called circumcision, which was a sign that they were part of God's kingdom. The people were part of God's kingdom when the male children were circumcised when they were little babies. Then whenever Jesus came, the sign of that promise of God's love and his salvation love was changed from circumcision to baptism. Because Jesus came to wash away our sins and to welcome us into his kingdom as new creations. And so that promise that Jesus brought into the world at that very first Christmas is still present in the world today. And we remember God's promise of a Saviour Jesus who will wash away our sins and who will welcome us into his kingdom. And so we celebrate baptism as Christian people. We celebrate the promise that God has given to us in Jesus Christ. And that is the sign of baptism, that he will wash away our sins in Jesus' name and give us new life in him. And we're part of that covenant promise. And little children may not completely understand it all. Evie has a little bit more understanding than she had 6 years ago when she was a little baby. But she's raised in the Christian faith and she's taught about how Jesus is her friend and her saviour. And Harry's coming through as well, and so will Isla. And so the baptism is a sign of God's promise to Christians, to their children, and to their children's children. So we're going to come to the act of baptism. Isla is not yet of an age to speak for herself, so her parents and this congregation will make promises so that through Christian nurture in the grace of God, Isla may come to profess her own faith and serve Christ in the church and in the world. So would the congregation please stand?
So Daryl and Louise, in presenting Isla for baptism, do you profess your faith in God as your Creator and Father, in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour, and in the Holy Spirit as your sanctifier and guide? And then will you, by God's help, provide a Christian home and bring Isla up in the worship and teaching of the church so that she may come to know Jesus Christ as her Lord and Saviour? And then to the congregation, do you who now in Christ's name receive Isla into the fellowship of the church, promise with God's help so to order your congregational life and witness that she may grow up in the knowledge and the love of God and be continuously surrounded by Christian example and encouragement?
Isla Alexandra Simpson, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
May the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you this day and forevermore. Isla is now received according to Christ's command into the membership of the Holy Universal and Apostolic Church, and she is engaged to be the Lord's. So we will sing the Lord's blessing upon her as we sing hymn 288, The Lord Bless You and Keep You.
Congregation can be seated. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, we thank you that in your infinite mercy and goodness, you have promised to be not only our God, but also the God and Father of our children. And you have received Isla by baptism into the life of your church. We pray, O Lord, that you would guard and keep her all her days. May your love hold her, your truth guide her, your joy delight her. May she grow strong in body and mind and come to faith in Jesus as Lord and Saviour. Make her home a place of safety and security and help her parents to teach her your truth and lead her in your ways. And we pray for the whole Simpson family, and for all families in this congregation. May you be cherished in all our homes. May your presence in our midst transform our lives. And may all our children grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. I think we're on to another round of pass the parcel, John. Okay, so the parcel's down here. Where's the parcel? Here, here. And the music starts, keep passing it around. Thank you.
Okay, so we have removed our new baby paper, and now we are on, what colour paper have we got now? What's that? Brown paper, that's right. And the brown paper is to remind us all about the stable and where Jesus was born and how he had lots of visitors and he had the shepherds and the wise men, but we'll hear more about them in a minute or two. But Jesus wasn't born in a hospital, just like baby Isla was today, or all of us. Hopefully we're born in hospitals, maybe we weren't, I don't know. But most people are born in a hospital, but baby Jesus wasn't born in a hospital. And he wasn't born a place with lots of toys and lots of lovely clothes. He was born into an ordinary family, and he was born to Mary and Joseph. But they went on a journey, and they couldn't find a decent place to stay. So they ended up in the stable. But we all need warm and cosy houses, and we need that place of security, and just what they were looking for on that journey, away from the busy world and away from the stresses and strains all around us. But at that first Christmas, the only place, as I said, that Mary and Joseph was to find that comfort for to stay over was in a dark and smelly stable. And there, the saviour of the whole world, Jesus, God's son, was born, surrounded by all the straw and those smelly animals. Do you think you would like to have been born in there? No. Would you? Oh, no, no, I don't think I would like to be born in amongst all the smelly hay and all the rest. But that is to remind us that people heard then the news that the saviour of the world was born. But how would people find out about this great news that had just happened in Bethlehem? So God sent, do you remember who God sent? Begins with A. He came to tell them about Jesus being born. An angel, that's right. And so the angel came and told them about, came to the shepherds in the field who were just minding their own business, looking after their sheep. And then when they heard the news that the Saviour had been born, they hurried off to find baby Jesus. And found Jesus just as the angel had told them, wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And the shepherds then told everyone that they had met God's great gift to us. And so we're going to hear further about the birth of Jesus as we hear from our New Testament reading, and we invite David Stewart to come, and we will read from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 12, and that can be found on page 75. So Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 12, which can be found on page 75.
At that time, the Emperor Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the Roman Empire. When this first census took place, Quirinius was the governor of Syria. Everyone then went to register himself, each to his own town. Joseph went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to the town of Bethlehem in Judea, the birthplace of King David. Joseph went there because he was a descendant of David. He went to register with Mary, who was promised in marriage to him. She was pregnant, and while they were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have her baby. She gave birth to her first son, wrapped him in strips of cloth, and laid him in a manger. There was no room for them to stay at the inn. There were some shepherds in that part of the country who were spending the night in the fields, taking care of their flocks. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone over them. They were terribly afraid, but the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I am here with good news for you, which will bring great joy to all the people. This very day, in David's town, your Saviour was born, Christ the Lord. And this is what will prove it to you. You will find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger."
Thank you. We come now to sing our next song, and this song is Away in a Manger, hymn number 309. Now Jigsaw will sing the first verse, so if everybody stays seated, and we then will join in the second and third. And then after that, Jigsaw will stay standing, and they will sing their song to us called Good News for the Shepherds. So as we say, stay seated until the second verse. Thank you. Well done, Jigsaw. That was really good singing. Good, well done. We now are on our next layer of our parcel. So have you got your parcel ready to go? And then... great. Brilliant. And what layer? There's a present for you. What layer have we got now? The stars. Brilliant. And these stars are to remind us of that starry night when suddenly the bright light appeared and mentioned that the angels had appeared before the shepherds to tell them that Jesus was born. But later then, some wise men who were very important people followed that big star in the sky to see Jesus. Now, we read in the Bible about the three wise men and brought Jesus gifts, lots of gifts. Can anybody tell me any of the gifts that the wise men brought baby Jesus? Lillian? Myrrh, okay. Caitlin? Gold? Henry? Frankincense, great job. That's very well remembered. And those who gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So, I want to think, anybody have the greatest gift ever? If you could pick a gift, anything at all in the whole wide world, what would that great gift be? Yeah? Gold, that's a pretty good gift, yeah? Anybody else in the congregation would have the greatest gift ever? If you could pick anything at all, anybody have anything? Daryl, do you have something? A motorbike? Wow, now that would be extra special. I don't really like them, but that would be really good. Perfect, that would be an extra special gift, and hopefully you'll get that on Christmas morning. No pressure, Louise. Oh, it's not for Daryl. Okay, that's okay, maybe. Santa might bring that one then. Okay, but today, so that is to remind us that the greatest gift is given to us. And that is Jesus. So all these people were celebrating Jesus because they wanted to come and worship him. So they brought him those gifts. And so it reminds us that Jesus came to earth to care not just about baby Jesus. And he didn't come just to care for the people in the world then. He came to care for the whole world and to care about us now. And he came for those important people in the world's eyes. The wise men and the kings would have been really important people in Jesus' time. But he also came for the not so important, the ordinary people, like the shepherds in the fields watching their sheep. And so we now are going to sing another song, and the words will appear on the screen, and we'll sing We Three Kings of Orient Are. Gareth Short now will come and read a poem entitled Christmas is a Special Time. Gareth.
Christmas is a special time to think about our lives and to thank the Lord for blessings, great and small. It is the time to think about what happened long ago when God gave us the greatest gift of all. Christmas is a special time to stop and see the good, the beauty and the joy with which we are blessed. It is time for us to think about the way we live each day and wonder if we're always done our best. For God so loved our simple world, he gave us perfect love, a precious gift we did not have to earn. And Christmas is a special time to show our gratitude by giving love to others in return.
Thank you, Gareth. And so now we are at another layer of our paper. So we'll grab our presents. So we've got a Caitlin and the congregation. I think, yes, down the bottom somewhere, is it? Great job. So we're ready to go. And with the unwrap another. Yes, start on the balcony, absolutely. Go for it. Go for it when John starts playing and we'll unwrap the next layer. Wow, so we've got another layer. Okay. So, have we got it unwrapped down here, Amy? Okay. So, we have, what's the next layer? Newspaper. Pass that down deep, I think. Okay, so the next layer is the newspaper. And so before we unwrap the final layer all at the same time now, we want to think about what the newspaper reminds us of. And that reminds us that the birth of Jesus is good news. It's the best news that we can ever read about. And it's for everybody. As Jesus came to the world for everybody at all, everybody in the world. And the shepherds went away from the stable telling everyone about this good news and praising God. And so today, that is something that we can share with other people as well. When we read the good news of Jesus in the Bible, we can go out and share that and in praise and worship when we come together too. And so we're going to unwrap the very final. Yes, just one more round. I'm glad Reverend Nelson likes this game, so it's great. Great. Okay, so we're going to unwrap this next round, or next wrapper, and then we'll find out what the gift at the very end. So away we go. Great. Okay, so we've got the parcel over here. Haven't quite managed it over there yet. They're fighting probably for it once they find out what's in it. That's exactly it, John. It's okay, okay. So we have our gift over here. And so, oh, we've got the gift over there too. Wonderful. And so these celebrations is something that we can do at Christmas time. We are thinking about coming before God, and we thank him for sending his son Jesus to us. And this is the good news, and it's a gift for us. Jesus is the reason we celebrate this season of Christmas. And there's great excitement and joy all over the world as we get ready to receive gifts. Is everybody excited about Christmas morning? Yeah, I know I'm really excited about going home for my presents too. And so that is the reason of Christmas, to bring excitement and joy when we celebrate the greatest news ever, that Jesus came into the world as a tiny little baby and to be our Saviour. But we all must remember, as I said earlier, it's better to give presents, even if we don't always get any back. And unwrapping this gift was fun this morning for probably some, for more than others than others. But we want to remember that this good gift is given to all of us. And we finally found the treat. And when Jesus was born, he was a very special gift for us. So why do you think we give gifts at Christmas time? Anybody know? Yep. Absolutely. To celebrate Jesus' birth. Anything else? Why do we give gifts to other people? Do we care about them? Do we? Well, maybe you give because your family, you might care about them and you might love them, so you might give them a special gift that they exactly probably don't need if it's another pair of socks, but it's the thought that counts and all the rest. But if today you want to remember, whenever you eat your chocolates at Christmas time, we need to remember that we have a reason to celebrate, and we have a reason to celebrate God, we have a reason to celebrate people, we have a reason to celebrate this wonderful church that we can come and worship God in. And Jesus is the greatest gift ever. God's gift of Jesus is so special. And you know what, folks? The best thing about this gift is that we can give it away. And sometimes giving gifts, I like receiving gifts. Let's face it, we probably like receiving gifts more than we like giving. But that's what God wants us to do. But that is to help everyone. And we can share this greatest gift with all our family and friends, and they can choose to accept this gift if they want. So today, what will we do with Jesus this Christmas time? Will we just clear move away with all this lovely wrapping paper when we throw it all in the bin bag on Christmas morning? Will that be the end to Christmas until another year comes? Or will we think about Jesus, the man that grew up into, the baby that grew up into the man that was the kind man, the caring man, the man that did lots of miracles, and the man that told us all about God? Jesus came to earth to not just become, to be the little baby and to grow into that man, but he came so that we could know God. And we could know that in a right relationship with him and become his friend. So Joseph and Mary and the shepherds and all the wise men, they knew exactly who Jesus was. And so they knew that God was giving them the gift, the first gift of Christmas to the whole world. And so this year, I want to challenge everybody to think about how we can fully unwrap God's gift. And how we can spend time this Christmas time and in this brand new year that will soon be upon us. And how we can get to know Jesus better. Mary and Joseph and the wise men and the shepherds were people who all listened to God. And it's my prayer that we all know Jesus and we all become more like him and put him as the focus of our attention at this Christmas time. So let's just pray. Dear Lord, we pray that this Christmas we might be like Mary and Joseph and the shepherds and the wise men who put you at the centre of their Christmas, the centre of their lives. And we pray that you would help us to put you at the centre of all our celebrations and at the centre of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so we're going to come to our prayers for others now. And so since this gift that we've been talking about this morning is for everyone, we're going to give out some gift tags at the end of the service along with our celebrations. So please do take a gift tag and bring one home and write your name on it and put it somewhere that you can remember about the Christmas Unwrapped service in First Doma. And it's just to remind you that the gift is given for you. And then you'll have some lovely celebrations to enjoy as well. So can I invite Sam and Jessica and Amy and Chelsea to come and lead us in our prayers for others.
Thank you, God, for Mary. Help us to have a willing attitude this Christmas. Thank you, Joseph. Help us to serve others with kind and thoughtful actions.
Thank you for the shepherds. May the true meaning of Christmas fill our hearts with joy.
Thank you for the wise men. Bring alive our sense of wonder.
Thank you for the gift of Christmas to each one of us here. May we welcome Jesus into our lives with open arms, just as Simon did. Amen.
Just like to take this opportunity to thank Emma and Jigsaw and Blast and John and Jessica as well. She trained the choir in their singing for putting together such a lovely service, and maybe we'd like to show our pity. As Emma said, on the way out you'll get some celebrations and a little gift tag to remind you of the Christmas Unwrapped service. But for anybody who's a member of Jigsaw or Blast or Tots, can you come to the front, because there's a little Christmas gift that you will receive after the benediction. So if you are a member of Jigsaw, Blast or Tots, then please come to the front. If you're obviously under a certain age, you need to bring a parent with you. But if you come to the front, and then you get your little Christmas gift as a way of us sending you a gift of love this Christmas time. Now we give a gift of love to God and to his church as we lift our offering. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord God, for the greatest gift of all, your Son, Jesus Christ. I accept these, our love offerings to you, as a token of the love that you have given to us in Jesus. And we pray that you will use these to help other people in the world and to help share the good news of Jesus' birth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. There are also, I know, a few people in the congregation who are under the age of 15 who have come here today that may not have been part of Jigsaw, Blast or Tots. And so there's another little gift up here. So if there's any child who's not in any of those organisations, there will be a small gift for you as well. So please, parents, bring them up to the front and Emma will organise that, I think. Will you? Or will I? I don't know. We haven't sorted that bit out yet. Are you going to the door? Okay, then I'll sort that out here. Okay, that's us sorted. Now we're going to sing our final hymn, which is hymn 317, Crackers and Turkeys and Puddings and Cream. And again, a reminder, please come back at 7 o'clock this evening for our carol service when the choir have prepared some anthems to lead us in Christmas worship. Hymn 317, Crackers and Turkeys and Puddings and Cream. We're now going to say the Christmas benediction together, which will hopefully come up on the screen. Yes? Let's say this together, and as we do, we bless one another over the Christmas season. May you be filled with the wonder of Mary, the obedience of Joseph, the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the determination of the Magi, and the peace of the Christ child. This Christmas and always. Amen. Amen. And Jigsaw and Blast and Tots leaders are over in this corner, so if you'd like to come there and get your Christmas gift, and I'll be here for anyone who isn't a member of those, but we have a little gift for you. Thank you.